Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again, those of you who listen regularly. And if you're a new listener, welcome. We're glad that you joined us, and I pray that you're blessed with the presence of the Lord and His strength in your life. You know, our lives that we live every day are filled with choices. Every day we make multiple choices, and sometimes those choices that we make can affect the remainder of our lives in a dramatic way. There's a tremendous responsibility and privilege that God has given us with this aspect of our will, the ability to choose, the freedom of choice. And since it has sometimes far-reaching ramifications, it is well that we walk in the fear of the Lord, because only then can we be sure that we'll make the right choices. I always love what James counsels us, that if we lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally to all men and upbraids not. And so if we lack wisdom, we can ask of God. But we need to understand that every decision we make, there will be consequences. There's a significance in the decision. That's why it's so important to live a prayerful and a thoughtful life about the choices that we make. Jeremiah 6:16 declares, I love this scripture, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. You know, sometimes in our lives, we seem to stand at a crossroads. We can go one of two ways, or sometimes there's even more than that. And some of those paths might seem to promise security, prosperity, comfort, safety, predictability, happiness. And others, another path might seem to require sacrifice and effort and diligence and toil and dedication. One thing, you know, that can only be done in the strength of the Lord, doing His will. And sometimes we have to choose. Sometimes that path of self-will may look so pleasant, so enticing, but God is calling us to a path that will fulfill His highest calling for our lives. Beloved, we have a high calling. You have a noble purpose. You have a God-given, God-ordained destiny. And one of the promises I've always loved is the Lord will perfect that which concerns you. And He wants to lead you in His path, which is really the only true way for productivity and fruitfulness and ultimate satisfaction for your life, because He has a special pathway for you. Remember also that as we seek God's kingdom first and His righteousness, all other things will be added to us. So if we put Jesus first, He will give us satisfaction and fulfillment in every area of our lives. That's what that scripture says. Oh, if the unsaved could only see this, if they could only get a hold of this glorious truth, that if we will really surrender our will to God, you see, the unsaved, they want to do their thing. They don't want any restrictions. They're rebellious by very nature. But if we will submit our heart and our will to God, what a glorious destiny that awaits us, because only God knows our deepest heart's needs, and only God can fully satisfy them. There's a big old hole in our hearts that can only be filled by God. And as we love Him and seek Him and put Him first, then in His great love, His very nature is to give and to respond back in ways that Well, there won't be room enough to contain. The scripture says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things that God has prepared for those who love him. So, beloved, I want to encourage you, as I did a while back, to encourage the UCM partners to seek for the old paths. Those paths aren't old, not because they're antiquated or out of date or no longer relevant. Instead, these are paths of the Lord that are time-tested, time-honored, and time-proven by countless generations. Just as the Lord, Joshua spoke to the congregation of Israel, and he challenged them by saying, choose you this day whom you will serve. So, even so, we have a choice, beloved. In fact, I feel there are some people that are just, you've got some important decisions to make, and I want to pray with you right now that God will give you the wisdom you need. Father, Lord, I come to you in behalf of those who have decisions to make. They have some important choices that will have ramifications, that will have far-reaching effects in their lives and also in the lives of others. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you and ask for that wisdom that they need to make the right choice, that they'll feel that unction, that peace of God that will enable them to say, yes, Lord, and to wait on you until you give that affirmation. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for it. For my beloved, I would speak to you even this day, stand in the way and see. I call you to a path and a walk that not many can see and not many can understand. It is hid from their view. But to you I open a way in the Spirit, that you would see clearly the way ahead of you. And your steps will not be turned aside. You'll not turn to the right or the left, but you will be strong and firm and vigorous, and you will walk in confidence that I am indeed directing your way. I will lead you in the path of righteousness for my name's sake, as the scriptures declare. And you will find that this is a good way, and your soul will rest content in me. You will be abundantly satisfied, for I will not allow you to hunger nor thirst, for I will give you living bread to eat, and you shall draw deeply from the well of salvation and drink of those living waters. As you delight yourself in me, beloved, I will give you the very desires of your heart. Praise God. Lord, thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, as times go increasingly dark in the world, I believe that we're going to experience a fellowship in the body of Christ that, and a manifestation of his power that we've never known before. God desires communion. In the Word of God, we see that's always been his desire with his people. One can't read the Bible without being stirred by this phrase, thus saith the Lord. How many times is it there? Some 1,900 times, mostly in the book of the prophets. And it's been said that such expression as the Lord spoke or the Lord said, the word of the Lord came, that's used 3,808 times in the Old Testament. Beloved, these writers had a revelation of the will of God and almost always began their message with, thus saith the Lord. As we read the New Testament, we find more than 280 quotations from 30 of the 39 Old Testament books interspersed over 18 of its 27 books. Thus, we can rejoice in knowing that the God of the Old Testament is also the God of the New Testament, and all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. We find that in 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. Just think of this, beloved. All the benefits, all the blessings, the knowledge, the grace, the power that we've been given as children of God. Because of this relationship we have with our Father, we as a child of God, we've become a joint heir with Jesus. And that's a position of fellowship with God, of overcoming power. And we are fellow participants in God's glorious plans and purposes in our lives for this hour. Instead of defeat, we've been given a glorious position of victory. Instead of walking as beggars, we've been given a position as kings and priests. By his own blood, he's given us that beautiful position. So God wants us to draw near so we can hear His word. We have to hear His word before we can do the works of God. Isn't that true? In Joshua 3:9, the word says, "Come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God." Beloved, He wants us to draw near to Him so we can receive a revelation of Himself and His will for our lives. Jesus is speaking to us. He's saying, "Come to me." And as we do that, as we seek Him, He will reveal Himself to us. Praise God. Never before, I believe, are we going to, as much as He's moved in days past, I believe we're going to see a moving of His Spirit, a personal and intimate relationship. God's doing things in our individual lives, and He's doing it for a purpose that no matter how dark it gets, no matter how bad the times may turn, that we know whom we trust. We know whom we serve. And in Psalm 102:13, the Lord says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." And later on in that psalm, the word says, "Thou wilt regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer." Beloved, no matter what crises the world is going through, we're in a different kingdom. We're in the kingdom of God. And as a result, there is a time when the world is crying out, when the world is hurting, when the world doesn't have any answers, God is arising upon Zion because it's a time to favor her. And beloved, if you'll believe God, He's arising in your behalf right now. His mercy endures forever, and the time to favor His church is now. It's a set time. And beloved, Satan can't do anything to stop it. Praise God. He's desiring, beloved, to bring us into such a spiritual growth and maturity where we will walk with the very mind of Christ, and victory and joy and peace and power will be our portion as never before. I'm praying that we will be able to delight ourselves in the Lord, that we can have the desires of our heart, as that promise says. Beloved, you may not know what the future holds. I may not know what the future holds for my life, but beloved, as children of God, we know who holds that future. Praise God. His name is Jesus. Well, the time has just flown by on this broadcast, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. In a few moments, the announcer will give our contact information. I do urge you, if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, to note down that mailing address, that email, and just get in touch with me, share what's on your heart, and I know you'll be blessed by the answer God gives me to share with you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,